Hi guys, we're here on Solomon's Porch, and as you can see and hear, it is raining, but it is a lovely afternoon. And you know, sometimes life gets tough, doesn't it? We go through some awful things at different times. And what we would really help is to hear encouraging, positive words. I mean, it's just like a shot in the arm to hear those. And as children of God, that's what we're to be. We are to be encouragers. And it's so much more than saying, girl, I like your new haircut. That looks good. Or I like those shoes. I mean, that's okay. But we need to really be encouragers. And sometimes it's hard to be encouraged. Sometimes we don't want to encourage somebody. But we need to be ready to say a kind word, to give a thumbs up. Maybe even to write an encouraging note to someone. But it's even more than that. We need to be able to, when someone is having a rough day, things aren't going right with someone, whatever they're getting ready to face, that we should be able to share God's word, share His love, His promises, His plans, His possibilities with someone. And you know, it's also more than that. Not just with our words, but with our actions, that we truly believe and depend on God's word and His promises, His plans, His possibilities. They've got to see us being different, that when they see us different and that we're leaning in and trusting God, then they're more likely to pay attention to what we're saying. Guys, let's think about reaching out and encouraging each other and in helping each other. In Hebrews 3:13, it says, encourage one another daily as long as it is called today. Oh, we've got a responsibility, and let's do it, because when we think of just the smallest act of encouragement, that may make a big difference for someone and certainly make a difference in our world. Read Hebrews 3:13, and until next time, sweet dreams and night-night.